I speak in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We've just heard the gospel reading from Matthew, but can any of us imagine what an amazing experience being witness to the transfiguration must have been for those three disciples? Suddenly, on this mountainside, Jesus stood before them, clothed in dazzling white, his face shining like the sun. And there stood beside him with the prophets, Elijah and Moses. Then the voice of God pronounces, "This is my Son, the Beloved." So confirming Jesus' divine authority and Jesus as true man and true God. And as we know, this was the second time on which God identified Jesus as his beloved Son, the first being at Jesus' baptism. I wonder if the disciples, on recognising the prophets Moses and Elijah, gave thought later to the fact that both prophets had also encountered God on mountains. At that time, it was considered that mountains symbolised the intersection between heaven and earth, providing sacred, elevated space where humanity met the divine. Obviously, by this time, the disciples had realised that Jesus was different to them. But he was also their friend, a friend they cared about. For them to witness the transfiguration must have filled them both with fear, wonderment, and awe. The transfiguration is one of the five major milestones in the life of Jesus, the others being his baptism, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Today, I would imagine, most people would want to tell anyone who would listen if they had witnessed such a vision. But Jesus then instructs them to tell no one until he has been raised from the dead. I can only imagine that this will have added to their distress and their confusion. Now, whilst today we may not be able to physically hear the voice of Jesus, as Christians, the words of God spoken to the disciples still applies to us today. He instructed them, listen to him. And if today, as Christians, we are to follow the teachings of Jesus, if we are to love our fellow man, if we are to teach the truth of our faith, if we are to work to grow God's church, we too must listen to the words of Jesus. When we are faced with situations we don't understand or which we fear, our initial response may be to run. But this wasn't an option for the disciples. There was nowhere to go. They were on a mountainside. They had witnessed and heard things beyond comprehension. And yet they now had to deal with the knowledge that Jesus, their beloved friend, was to leave them. He was to suffer, die, and be raised from the dead. They must have been filled with distress and fear. But as always, Jesus showed his compassion, his love and understanding. He reassured them with the words, "Do not be afraid." I can't imagine the disciples had any realization of what really lay ahead for Jesus, or indeed the impact it would have upon their own lives, what changes lay ahead. When I was thinking about this, I wondered if being witness to the transfiguration helped prepare the disciples for the awful events soon to be experienced. Or did the knowledge that they couldn't protect themselves or their friend from events laid down by God, did this cause them to be fearful and overwhelm them? We know Jesus was loved by his disciples. So for them to know what was to occur, it would have been natural for them to wish to deny what they had learnt. Today, in a world where we receive information whether we want it or not, as Christians, we have a responsibility to not simply walk away, to not deny what we are hearing and seeing. It's our duty to stand up for our world, to stand up for its citizens, to voice what is right, to not deny what is happening around us. Just as the disciples were overwhelmed and fell to the ground in fear, we too can allow ourselves to be frightened. But we must never forget that Christ is always with us. Remember to listen for his voice as he guides and leads us towards a new life and new opportunities. And when we are afraid, recall his words to the disciples. Do not be afraid. Now, this is the last Sunday before Lent. Lent is a time of preparation. And whilst for each of us that preparation is personal, we must each try to commit time each day to prayer and study. And as we reflect and study on Scripture, we will come to recognise that Lent is also a season of change. From the time of the Transfiguration, Jesus entered a time of change, a time of preparation for what lay ahead. We know that he was fearful. He asked the Father, "May this cup be taken from me." He wanted to avoid what lay before him, but he accepted the will of the Father. He accepted that cup. When reading this passage, the four words which stood out for me were, "Listen to him." God told the disciples, "Listen to Jesus." Today, as committed Christians, there is still only one voice we should listen to, the voice of Jesus. The voice of Jesus speaks of hope, forgiveness, mercy, and healing. Today, Jesus speaks to you and me. Jesus reassured his disciples with the words, "Do not be afraid." Four simple words, but they can be difficult to remember when faced with difficult, distressing situations. And whilst we know we will never experience situations like those experienced by the disciples, it's a fact that we all experience events which cause worry and distress, situations which make us fearful. And that's when we should recall the words of Jesus, "Do not be afraid." And while the disciples witnessed Jesus' dramatic transformation, as Christians today, we also need to recognize that we too can be transformed as we welcome Christ into our hearts, as we listen and read God's word through prayer and through Scripture. Our lives will be gently guided. We will know the love of God as we recognize Jesus in our daily lives, and not just in what we experience, but in those we meet and work alongside. And we will know that Christ is always with us. Jesus called on his disciples to grow his church and its followers. And today we are called to continue God's work throughout the world, to do the work God lays before us, to continue the work of the disciples. Jesus calls on us to live a new, resurrected life, certain of our faith, more able to love and support each other. And when we are fearful, we just need to recall the words of Jesus. Do not be afraid. Amen.